Right, good morning, everybody. I was going to say afternoon, but it's not, it's morning. I wish to speak to you all about the iPhone 6S. And what does it have over the 6? Well, one of the things that draws me to it, which I expect you've noticed by now, is the audio. I think it's got a much better microphone. And for anybody who is interested in audio and the way things that are actually going to sound, then I think that's an extremely big upside. Certainly don't think it's enough to base an upgrade on, to be honest with you. Yes? You are? Okay. Again. But it's something. You've got the 3D Touch, which I'm sure everybody knows about. One of the things that it's most useful for is you find an icon and then you just push down on the screen and it opens it, so you don't have to lift your finger and double tap. I find this works. It works well, and I think it also saves you a little bit of time, actually, so it's good. The fingerprint sensor, as far as unlocking the device, is absolutely lightning. In fact, when you press the home key, it's just there. In fact, it would make you wonder whether the home key's not just unlocking it and you haven't actually put the finger lock on, but of course you have, because you would have to press the unlock button. So, that works. Shut up, Ali. It's a bit thicker. You can actually notice it, and it's a little bit heavier, but that is no big deal to me, because, as some of you may or may not know, my 6 bent, and if that's what it takes to make it a little bit stronger and incorporate the rest of the technology inside it, it's not thick enough to actually cause any kind of problem. In fact, without a case, I find it easier to hold. And that is all I have to say on it for now. Be interesting to see when we get KNFB Reader on there, how the camera works and the results. I don't personally think that every time they go on about an updated camera, it makes a hell of a lot of difference, to be honest with you. Though I have to say the 6 did give significantly better results than the 5S, as far as that was concerned. But obviously they have to fix KNFB Reader first. So, yeah. Tell me what you think of the audio, especially you iPhone users.